Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. President Obama has declared major disasters in New York and North Carolina, opening up loans and grants to uninsured homeowners and small businesses there. In Vermont, the National Guard is flying ready-to-eat meals into towns cut off by flooding, although freelance journalist Tom Mashberg, remember we started with him yesterday, tells us the town of Killington has opened up an emergency road, essentially a ridge of built-up dirt, to allow cars to drive out during a two-hour window this morning. He says about 300 cars left. New Jersey's third-largest city, Paterson, saw the Passaic River crest last night, causing a new round of evacuations and rescues. Let's start there. John Enslin is with The Record in Paterson, New Jersey. John, you were there last night during the evacuations. What was that like, and how many people were evacuated?
They're estimating, Robin, about 4,000 total, but by the end of the day, they were clearing out a series of four high-rise, low-income apartment buildings right on the Passaic River. In fact, I'm standing at the water's edge here. Presidential Boulevard, where these buildings are located, yep, is still underwater, and the apartment complex is largely deserted. And it was a voluntary evacuation. Most of them left with friends and family. Some spent the night at one of two high schools in Paterson.
Well, what's the biggest concern now with people out of that one area? What's the biggest concern?
Well, I'm looking at the river right now. It's still running pretty high. I mean, it crested last night, and it's certainly receding. But, you know, we had a number of dramatic rescues yesterday, including one man who fell off a bridge and had to be plucked from the river after he was swept downstream. He was found clinging to a tree when the firefighters got to them.
Well, and we know in other towns, Woodland Park, for instance, rescue workers had to pull residents from flooded homes there using harnesses and ropes. This has just been wild. We know there are shelters set up, but are people getting food, water? What's going on?
There are people all over the place helping people find housing. The Red Cross has been deeply involved. City officials have closed down the bridges in town, so it's kind of hard to get around. But a lot of people are doing the basic thing, which is they're leaving with plastic bags full of a day's clothes and going to friends and family.
Well, and John, this is a population that might have been struggling in many ways before the flooding.
You're right. I mean, these are folks that were struggling to begin with, and that's why it was so hard to talk with them last night. I mean, one woman in particular, you know, she had two young sons. The one kid had a broken arm. She didn't know whether she wanted to stay behind and risk the power going out or go to some shelter and be surrounded by strangers. So she decided to stay. They're just beginning to tote up the damage, Robin. There was one guy I know had a warehouse full of children's toys and furniture that he used to supply two stores that he has in New York City. He thought he had prepared for the flood because he had put all the merchandise up on shelves in the higher end of his warehouse. That guy was wiped out.
Well, and in other towns, Saddlebrook has tallied up about $20 million in damage. Mahwah, about $10 million. Rochelle Park, about $45 million in ruined property. People must be reeling there.
Particularly one couple in Pompton Lakes where they had left their building, but apparently the gas was still on and the house just exploded. Had the strange sight of firefighters coming up in small boats to hose it down with water. So you had a house aflame surrounded by 4 to 5 feet of floodwater.
Well, we're reading reports that homeowners there in New Jersey are spending nights in their cars. You've got insurance adjusters roaming, you know, the neighborhoods. As we said, President Obama has declared New York a disaster area, and that means that there's federal funds for people there to get grants for temporary housing or low-cost loans. What is available for people in New Jersey? Do we know?
The governor was quoted in one of the wire service stories I read as saying that the president had called him personally and assured him that there'd be no lack of FEMA funds for this.
John, I mean, this has been extraordinary. You know, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, where you are in New Jersey. This is not an isolated community. These are normally humming communities right along interstates. What are you seeing in people's faces?
as one woman put it to me the other day, the word she used was overwhelmed. Part of it was awe as well, because this woman had just come from the Patterson Falls, which normally are an awesome sight, but can you imagine what they look like today with all this water tumbling over the falls? But at the same time, she had water lapping up to her doorstep in a fairly quiet residential neighborhood that had never seen flooding in the 16 years she lived there. People are weary assessing what damage they've got.
John Enslin, with the record in Paterson, New Jersey, covering the aftermath of Hurricane Irene, extensive flooding still, rescue efforts just last night. John, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.